You say that we cannot change the present in the present. I love these questions that say, you say. But is this referring to some misunderstanding of a self-existent present? When do we put the causes into play to change the future, if not in the present? That's a pretty good question. So, you know, if you can't change the present in the present, where are we working when we're trying to change the future, if not in the present? And the present is a projection of the present. There is no present. Obviously no present, okay? So let's check, shall we? When's the present? Is it now? No, it was then. No, it's now. No, right? No, if you go looking for the present, you obviously can't find the present. See? The present's just an idea of the present. Yeah? You can't change the present in the sense that you can't just wish that things were different and have them be different. See, that's what it would mean to change the present in the present. And that's obviously true, isn't it? I mean, Lord knows we've tried to do this. Like, just wish things away or wish things to happen. This is the big fallacy of what's called the law of attraction. You know, this movie, The Secret, maybe you've heard? There's a whole group of people that argue that, you know, the way to get things in life is to just want them. To just really want them a lot. And as if they would like attract like a magnet, you know? Like you're a big desire magnet. And all of the objects of desire would just come to you if you just desired them really, really a lot. Come on. We've all tried that. What do you mean, you know? What do you mean? You know, like, you mean I really, you know, I only really, really wanted it? I should really, 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 really want it and then I'll get it? It's just like I didn't have enough reallys there somehow of desire? So it's absurd. It's childish to think that. Childish. That's what how children think. Children before they're in school, you know, in as toddlers, they think that they can get things just by wanting them, just by wishing for them somehow, you know. And sometimes it seems to work for a long, long time. They want things and then they go wah, and then mom comes and gives them bottle. You see? And they go, they get the idea, oh, if I just, you know, want things like when and complain when I don't get them, that's how I get things. And we go through our whole lives like in that infantile, arrested infantile state. Instead of like thinking, like, come on, how are things really working here? The only way you can get things, you ready? The only way you can get things is to give it to someone else first. Then it will come to you. You don't get things just by wanting them more. In fact, you could argue, it's just the opposite. You get things by not wanting them. Okay? This is kind of the perverse element of the law of karma. Mr. Karma has kind of a perverse sense of humor. He says, oh, you want something? If you want money, for example, the only way you're going to get money that you want is to not want it enough to be able to give it away to someone else first. And then it'll come. See? To be able to give it away means you've loosened your hold on the desire. You say, I'll let it go. I want the money, but I'll let it go. That's kind of how it works, right? Like and then it must come, you see? Must come. That's the way things go. In other words, you get things that you want when you don't want them. You get things when you get what you want when you cease wanting them so much. Yeah? It's a really interesting part of the law of karma. If you think about it, that's how all karma works. If you want a success at the job, let somebody else have success. Promote somebody else's success, which is the last thing we want to do. No, I want my success. Well, if you really want your success, stop wanting your success. And promote the success of someone else. It seems, you know, you hear that and you go, ooh, that's so Zen. That's so Yoda. It sounds like Yoda in Star Wars. He's talking backwards or something. If I want something, stop wanting it. And then you'll get it. You know, what? So, well, the reason it sounds so funny is because we're so screwed up. If we weren't so screwed up, it wouldn't sound funny at all. Of course this is if you want something, you got to give it away. You got to make sure somebody else gets it first if you want something. Of course, this is the way it works. But because we're so ignorant, we don't get it. We say, oh, the way I get something is by wanting it even more. Wanting it so much that I finally go out and grab it somewhere. It doesn't work that way. See? The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. You only get what... And you know, if you try this, sometimes it's really... it's kind of like funny. Sometimes it works even when you're not really paying attention. I'll tell you a little story about this. I think I told it in Singapore. I retired from my job. I took early retirement, 6-7 years ago now. I was a full professor. I had tenure. That means they couldn't fire you. I had a permanent job forever. I didn't have to do anything. No, I mean, really, the only way that you could get fired if you're a tenured professor is what they call moral turpitude. You have to look up in the dictionary what turpitude means. You know, it just means like you're really, you just cross over some like major line morally. But you know, if you only crossed over minor lines, you could never get fired. So I retired. Within 6 months, they called me up and offered less than that. 3 months, they called me up and offered me a promotion. I said, hello? I retired, you see? I said, no, come back and you can be a dean. We'll make you a dean, you see? We'll make you an officer of the university. I said, I retired. I don't want to be an officer. I don't want to be a dean. So, well, how about if we pay you a lot of money? So I really don't want to work. So how about if we pay you a lot of money and you don't have to work very hard? No, it was unbelievable. I was just going like, as soon as you give it up, it comes. See, as soon as you give it up, then it just rains down. He's like, oh, big deal now. See, karma's like that. It's really, really kind of funny. As soon as you let it go, it must come.